And there were towns where more than 100% of voters voted, huh?
Yes.
Yes. One of the towns, I believe, voted 146%.
Oh, wow.
And another one was like 120%.
Hey guys, Alex Newman here. We're at the Moment of Truth Summit, and we have with us Marlene and John Daly. Marlene was actually representing Maine up on stage a moment ago, talking about the election shenanigans going on there. They also volunteer at John Lenihan's Constitution Hall in Maine. Thank you guys very much for being with us. Thanks for being here. Marlene, talk a little bit about what you described on stage, some very odd irregularities, I guess, happening in the voting in Maine.
Well, I took and did the 2020 census and the Secretary of State's total ballot count, and we had many towns that voted over 100%. And then I also looked at the 2020, I should say I took the 2020 over 18, and I also looked at the registered voters, and registered voters was worse as far as over 20, over 100%.
It was 102.3% of registered voters, more than the population.
Wow.
That was eligible to vote. So the numbers look real strange.
Yeah. And there were towns where more than 100% of voters voted, huh?
Yes.
Yes. One of the towns, I believe, voted 146%.
Oh, wow.
And another one was like 120% that I can think, and that was in our county.
Wow. And so you guys actually talked to some of the officials. Could there be some innocent explanation to explain this?
Well, I was told by the head of the Election Integrity Group from Maine, the RNC, that there was no voter fraud in Maine. And then, because I tried to share my numbers with her. And then I talked with the head of the GOP, and he told me there was a little bit of voter fraud, but not enough to switch the election, so it doesn't matter.
And so there was one town you were telling me about that you happen to know personally, and you talked to the official there, and there was more votes than people, and talk about that a little bit.
Well, she turned in her records of people that voted. And it didn't match the Secretary of State's numbers for total ballot count. So I asked her why, and she called them right up, and then she told me that they said it was the overseas vote. And she said, we only have one person overseas. And I asked if there was anybody in the military, and she said, not it from our town.
So. Unbelievable stuff. And so is anything being done about all these things? Are there any law enforcement investigations? Is the legislature doing anything?
We have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislator right now. So, and our Secretary of State, she claims everything's up front and fine. And they just put in a law. What was the law?
I can't remember the number on it, but it involved forensic audits, and it's restricted unless you have like 80% of the legislature agrees to do it. So it pretty much the odds of getting one are pretty hard to get.
Wow, you wouldn't want any forensic audits, right? Look at this. Unbelievable. Well, I want to thank you guys so much. Mr. and Mrs. Daly, thank you for spending some time with us. And thank you for being active in this fight. It's so important. So thank you.
Thank you.